It's 4 o'clock. That means it's time for the After School Show with Jack Johnson and Ashton Beyer.
Welcome back to the After School Show with Jack and Ashton. We got our guest here again, Wesley.
Okay, so now that we have prom tomorrow, so to tie it up with our favorite subject, what do you think is going to be your favorite part about prom? For me, I think it's going to have to be like the post-prom, you know, with the games and all that. But otherwise, I think the dance and the Grand March would be pretty cool, but I would have to go with post-prom. And then next week, during our next show, we will tell you what our favorite parts actually were, because right now, we don't really know. We're just guessing, so, all right.
Mine's probably going to be post-prom, just hanging out with friends after prom. Otherwise, I don't know, I think just normal post-prom is going to be pretty fun, so...
Me, I'm honestly looking forward to the dances the most. I don't know. I have fun dancing, and I'm just looking forward to fast dance, slow dance, you know, all that kind of stuff.
All right, Wesley, right now, I'm making a bet with you. I bet I'm a better dancer than you. Let's have like a dance battle. You know, I would do like, you know, obviously, I don't know.
Dude, I feel like I could outdance you, not going to lie. I honestly think I could.
I don't really think so. You should like see me dance in the car when Jack and I are vibing, going to Fargo get some Chick-fil-A. Dude, I'd be out there, bro.
I don't know really how to dance in front of people because I get scared. But I bet I could outdance you guys if it was just us three.
Hey, right now, let's dance. Let's dance right now. You won't. Shit. Do
I win? I know for a fact that in a public setting, I can outdance you all because I have no care for who sees me do whatever dumb stuff I do. I do not care. I will outdance you.
Okay, dancing kind of makes me uncomfortable. But like, if I know the people I'm with, it's fine. So you probably will outdance me.
All right, we're going to transition from there into our pun of the day. So, I was talking to my wife, right?
Yeah.
She was calling me immature.
Oh, why?
You know what I said back to her?
We're getting a divorce.
I told her to get out of my blanket for it.
Oh, that was good.
Oh no, I thought that was a pretty good one, to be honest. All right, boys, I got one last question for you before we go. What do you guys each drive in to prom?
All right, so I'm not gonna be driving my Kia. Oh, Jack just nut tapped me. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna be driving the convertible. Okay, here you go.
I did not nut tap him. That was Wesley. Anyways, I am. Wesley just nut tapped me too. But anyway, I'm gonna be driving a GMC Denali pickup. Shout out Greg Burcham, that's my guy. And then Wesley, what are you driving, broski?
I'm just driving a Ford Fusion.
Your mom's?
Yeah, my mom's.
Your mom's? All right, we'll let you guys know how it goes next week when we are back. So thank you guys for listening. Shout out Bertram Therapeutic. They're almost done sponsoring us, boys. So we gotta step up our game. Like, this month's like our last month, so we gotta step up our game and make it funnier so she'll keep sponsoring us. But shout out Bertram Therapeutic. We'll see you guys next week.